We're gonna do this tune. I don't know how to explain it. This tune, man, was it's far out. It was there were times, man, in the world, in the whole world, when there was lots of people, man, and no pianos. Right? I mean, and there were times, man, when there were lots of people and no songs. Then some cat came around, man, wrote a song. We're gonna sing that song. This song, man, was written by the first pharaoh. He was hanging out, man, in front of the, you know, the thing there on the porch. And he was looking out, man, and there was a Nile going down, you know, and there's trees growing, the birds flying, the bees buzzing, the animals, and the people and the slaves, and the grass is growing. Everything was beautiful, and the sky was shining, and everything was far out, and the pharaoh was sitting there, man, digging it all. And all of a sudden, for the first time in the history of Egypt, man, the Nile overflowed. I mean, the Nile just came up on the shore, man, wiped away all the trees and the birds and the bees buzzing and the grasses growing, the animals and the slaves, and just, I mean, it happened in like 5 minutes. I mean, the pharaoh was gassed, man. It just came up the river, whop, you know, whoosh, down the river it went. And there was nothing there but mud and sky. And the pharaoh said, "Wow, man, too much." And he went around saying, "Did you dig it? Did you dig it?" Everybody dug it, man. They were groovy. And all of a sudden, man, the pharaoh said, "Wow, man, there's nothing there but mud. I mean, there's nothing but mud. And there's sky, man, and sun." So the pharaoh figured, man, he'd have to do something like to lay on the mud, you know, to kind of put it back in shape, man. So he went inside, he took his stash, he cleaned it out, took the seeds, came out in the mud, started throwing the seeds around the mud. And everything was beautiful. And it was years later that Moses came sailing down the river. Stopped by some weeds, man. And the princess picked him up, said, "Wow. Hey, man, there's a kid in the weeds." Far out kid, man. She picked him up and he was groovy to touch. "Can you dig it, man?" She said, "Hey, you, like, come here, man, touch that kid. I mean, just touch him, man, just dig it." And everybody came around, started touching the kid because he was so groovy. I mean, man, they brought him in the temple and say, "Hey, man, this is some far out kid. We're gonna make a Moses out of that kid." And they brought him in there. Man, they started laying down all the trips on him, astrology, numerology, everything they could think of. Man, they laid down on the kid. And he got to be very groovy. And it was years later that Moses was leaving with the people, went up to the pharaoh, said, "Pharaoh, I'm leaving with the people." Pharaoh said, "What are you, weird man? We're far out?" And Moses said, "Yes." Pharaoh said, "No." But Moses was groovy, man. He could out-vibe the most incredible cat. So he looked the pharaoh in the eye and said, "Hey, beautiful pharaoh, I'm gonna split with the people." And the pharaoh said, "All right, man, go." Cause he vibed him out. So Moses left with the people, but the pharaoh was a smart cat, man. He knew what he was gonna get. He knew he was gonna get out vibed. So he copped all the food. I mean, he copped all the water and all the drink, man, everything. The pharaoh, you know, Moses came back a half hour later, said, "Right, man. We're really gonna walk across a fucking desert with nothing to eat, nothing to drink. What are you, far out?" The pharaoh said, "Hey." The pharaoh said, "Hey, Moses. I mean, I'm sorry I copped the food. But here, take these brownies." Hey, but Moses wasn't hip. Moses was spaced, right? I mean, he wasn't into brownies, man. Wasn't where he was at. So he took them because he didn't know. And he laid them on the people and they started walking across the desert, man. It wasn't like tonight. I mean, it was hot, man. The sun was shining and the feet are burning, you know, and man, the sand is blowing in their face. And there's Moses with the kiddies walking down the desert. You know, like in the movies, over the hills, man, the silhouette, and they're burning and they're hot and they're tired. And they walk for days, man. And pretty soon Moses got hungry. I mean, but they kept going because the sun was shining and knew I had to make it, man. So eventually Moses said, "Hey, I'm hungry." And the kiddies said, "Yeah, let's eat." You know, anything Moses said, that's where it was at. So Moses started passing out the brownies. And there they were, man, like all these thousands of people with nothing to eat but brownies walking across the desert, man, brung down. Their arms were dragging on the dirt. They were so hung down. Man, what a drag. Pretty soon they were smiling. There they were, in the hot sun, the feet burning, but smiling. And it got groovy. There they were, they picked up speed. They were bopping down the desert. Moses and the kiddies, man, just swinging down the desert, over the mountains and over the mountains. The sand was blowing, the sun was shining, but they didn't care, man. They were dancing. Moses was up there waving his arms, and everybody was singing, and they was going across the desert, and they got to the ocean. Moses said, fuck, man, what are we going to, an ocean? Everybody heard that the ocean opened up, right? No, man. Didn't go down. Moses and the kiddies were so spaced that they got in the ocean and swam across. They were so stoned that they got in there, man, and just swam across the ocean. And they got to the other side. Moses said, well, what are we going to lay on the kiddies? Are we going to cop out, man, to the fact that we got stoned, swam across the ocean? We going to write that in the Bible? The kiddies were so spaced, man, they didn't know how they got across the ocean anyway. They went up to Moses and said, Moses, how'd we get across? And Moses either had to cop out to the fact that he got stoned with them and they all swam, or something happened like the ocean opened up. So Moses looked at the kiddies and says, didn't you dig the ocean open up? And the kiddies all say, yeah, Moses, that was far out. That's how it went down. That's how I got it, right? I got it in Brooklyn like that. Anyway, right, far out, Coney Island. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, everybody knows about that, right? Nobody knows what happened to the Pharaoh's fuzz. The Pharaoh was a smart cat, man. He wasn't just going to leave him going across it. He was going to plant that stuff on him, man. And he called a fuzz out with the chariots and the tear gas and bust him on a desert. Pharaoh is no idiot. But he didn't plan on Moses eating the brownies that soon. Man, they outran the fastest chariots and the fastest horses and the fastest army. And the army got up and they pulled up screeching to the side of the... they got up to the ocean. There was Moses and the kiddies swimming across the ocean, throwing brownies in the air, catching them, though. they didn't let them go. Anyway, they pulled up and said, what are we going to do, man? All those cats are swimming across the ocean. We just came 3,000 miles to bust these kiddies. We can't go back empty-handed. At least we could, we're tired and hungry, man. Please give us some brownies. So they jumped in the water. But their badges were so heavy that they drowned. You can dig it. We're going to sing this song, man. I don't know what it has to do with that. Something, maybe, Probably, maybe California has to do with it, right. Can you imagine, California, man, when it starts trembling, all the groovies leave California, and the police are there with nobody to bust? Can you dig it? Just beating on each other, but that could get tiring. And you could get a headache, man. But Reagan, he's not going to let everybody go. It's just going to be like that. He's going to come up with some things, man, hey, man, the earthquake that you're feeling, that's just the oil leaking. We're going to stuff the hole with dead fish and everything will be all right. Or we just stapled the fault. Now, people that believe that, man, deserve to stay to find out where it's at, right? Imagine a 2-mile high wave, man, coming over the Rocky Mountains. People surfing, right? Yeah. Can you dig it? There's nothing to stop it except when it gets on the Rocky Mountains, man. Except a few Indians. They're not going to stop it. They're going to leave. It could go all the way to Illinois. Can you dig it? A 2-mile wave going on. Edgar Casey said that. Can you dig it? There's nothing in Illinois. But you could like bring, you know what you could do, man? Far out. Dig this. Get some beach sand. I mean truckloads of beach sand. And bring it out to Illinois. Put it on some cornfield, you know, put cabanas up, umbrellas, hot dog stands, people in bathing suits. Charge a quarter, man. Wait for the water, just come in. Wouldn't that be far out? I don't know. That's probably got something to do with it. This song you should sing with us, man. We usually do this on a piano, but the piano's all wet. Not the piano, but the seat, you know. Didn't want to get my ass wet. That's where it's at. Get rich and you don't want to get your ass wet. Anyway, we'll do this song.